morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, couperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
The United States Department of Agriculture rated the U.S. corn condition at 65% good to excellent, down 3 points from last week, 25% fair, up 1 point from a week ago, and 10% poor to very poor, up 2 points from the previous week. The U.S. soybean crop condition is at 62% good to excellent, down 2 points from the previous week, 27% fair, unchanged from the last week, and 11% poor to very poor, up 2 points from a week ago. Nationally, winter wheat harvest has reached 67% complete, 2 points above this time last year and the average. In Oklahoma, though, our corn crop has reached 38% in the silking stage, down 11 points from normal. Soybeans planted reached 91%, unchanged from normal. Soybeans emerged reached 82%, unchanged from normal. And soybeans blooming reached 3%, down 4 points from normal. Canola harvested reached 93%, down 5 points from normal. Sorghum headed reached 17%, unchanged from normal. Cotton squaring has reached 45%, up 17 points from the previous year and up 13 points from normal. Meanwhile, up in Kansas, winter wheat harvest is wrapping up now at 93% complete, near 89% both last year and for the 5-year average. Corn condition, though, in the state has rated 1% very poor, 7% poor, 31% fair, 51% good, and 10% excellent. Corn silking is at 36%, behind 45% last year and 42% the average. Soybean condition rated at 1% very poor, 4% poor, 31% fair, 59% good, and 5% excellent. Soybeans blooming are at 27%, ahead of 18% last year and 19% average. Setting pods at 3%, near 1% both last year and the average. Sorghum condition rated at 1% very poor, 4% poor, 28% fair, 63% good, and 4% excellent. Sorghum emerged is rated at 94%, headed at 4%, behind 11% last year, but equal to the average. And finally, in Texas, the 2017 wheat harvest has neared completion throughout the state. Fieldwork in areas of the Blacklands and northeast Texas has slowed due to heavy rainfall received this past week. Corn condition rates 67% good to excellent, 27% fair, and 6% poor to very poor. Currently, 15% of the Texas corn crop is mature. Texas soybeans blooming have reached 60%, while setting pods is rated at only 15%. Cotton squaring is now 55% complete, ahead of the previous year by 14% and 7% the average. Cotton's condition in Texas is currently 51% good to excellent, improved, 32% fair, and 17% poor to very poor. Sorghum in the state so far is at 41% mature, 70% headed, and 24% harvested. Its condition is rated at 65% good to excellent, 30% fair, and 5% poor. You got farm news on Ron.
The John Deere 5E Series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor. And if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering 73117, residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions as exclusions and limitations apply.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.